And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 1st of November, 2015. Today is All Saints' Day. It was on this day in 1512, Pope Julius II displayed Michelangelo's paintings on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel for the first time, paintings it had taken Michelangelo 4 years to complete, scenes from the Old Testament, including the famous center section, The Creation of Adam. Michelangelo was 33 at the time, and he was not anxious to do this work. He tried to point out to the Pope that he was a sculptor and not really a painter, but the Pope would not listen. And so Michelangelo used his skills as a sculptor to make a two-dimensional ceiling look like a series of three-dimensional scenes. He worked from a scaffold 60 feet above the floor, covering about 10,000 square feet of surface. Every day, fresh plaster was laid over part of the ceiling, and Michelangelo had to finish painting before the plaster dried. It's the birthday of Stephen Crane, born in Newark, New Jersey, 1871. Thought about becoming a professional baseball player as a young man. He played catcher. One of his teammates said he played baseball with fiendish glee. He was spending time in New York City, fascinated by street life there, started writing for tabloids while he was still a teenager, wrote his first novel, Maggie, A Girl of the Streets, which booksellers would not stock. And then, after reading a series of reminiscences of Civil War veterans, Crane decided to write a Civil War novel himself. The result was The Red Badge of Courage, published 1895, the story of a boy named Henry Fleming who signs up for the 304th New York Regiment, hoping to experience the glory of battle that he's read about in school. It made Stephen Crane famous. He was 24 years old. He'd never been in battle himself, and yet Civil War veterans wrote into the newspapers claiming that they'd known Stephen Crane, they'd fought beside him in various battles. He spent the rest of his life working as a war correspondent. On New Year's Eve, 1896, he was on a boat to Cuba to cover the Spanish-American War. The boat sank. Crane survived in a small dinghy with three other men, spent 30 hours at sea, damaged his health, and led to his death a few years later at the age of 28. The first medical school for women opened on this day, 1848, in Boston, started by Samuel Gregory. It was called the Boston Female Medical College. Samuel Gregory wasn't really a supporter of women's rights, but he believed it was unseemly for male doctors to assist women in childbirth. So the college mostly served as a school for midwives at first. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver entitled This Morning. This morning, the redbird's eggs have hatched, and already the chicks are chirping for food. They don't know where it's coming from. They just keep shouting more, more. As to anything else, they haven't had a single thought. Their eyes haven't yet opened. They know nothing about the sky that's waiting or the thousands, the millions of trees. They don't even know they have wings. And just like that, like a simple neighborhood event, a miracle is taking place. A poem by Mary Oliver this morning from her collection Felicity, published by Penguin, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.